WK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wiggehout, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people in Wisconsin are working than ever before. 3.7 million people, according to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Wisconsin added 6,800 new jobs last month. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is 2.6%. Another 44,000 people in Wisconsin are losing Medicaid coverage, and another 44,000 are keeping it. Terry Bell has more.
The 44,000 people who lost coverage either didn't apply or applied and were found to be ineligible. The statistics are from the latest round of a renewal process that will happen over the next year. Medicaid renewal applications are back on after being paused during the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 97,000 people applied to be renewed, and more than 8,000 applications are still being processed. Coverage ended for about 118,000 people in May and June. There are now fewer than 1.6 million people in Wisconsin on one form of Medicaid or another. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's under another air quality advisory all weekend. That's because of more wildfire smoke from Canada. Mike Moen reports.
Dr. William Ehlenbuck with SSM Health in Madison says when the wind pushes this air down to Wisconsin, it brings along tiny particles that can be inhaled, and on bad days, it can cause health issues.
People who have chronic lung disease, like asthma, often have worsened respiratory symptoms when the particulate matter is really high, when the air quality is poor.
And the American Heart Association says these conditions raise the risk of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest by up to 70%. Limiting time outdoors and keeping an N95 mask handy are among the precautions. Adding air quality apps to your phone and monitoring the index also are encouraged. I'm Mike Moen.
The Republicans running for president debate in Wisconsin next week. Before that, they'll be subject to the straw poll at the Iowa State Fair this weekend. Paul Pate is Iowa's Secretary of State. He says the fair is one of the few chances that so many voters get to go out and ask the candidates direct questions and get straight answers.
You get much more access than you might if it was just a retail campaign where they bought a bunch of radio, TV, and newsprint ads and bombarded you just direct mail. That's all one-sided, one way. This requires them to actually think on their feet.
The Milwaukee debate is next Wednesday night. All sports teams at Fenimore High School are under probation for a year. That's after members of the wrestling team appeared on wrestling team posters advertising a summer camp. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, and this is Civic Media News.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Heading into the weekend, gas prices have stabilized but are still high. AAA has Milwaukee and Waukesha counties averaged today at about $3.87 a gallon. Relatives assembled at the burial site of a Waukesha police detective who lost his life in the line of duty more than six decades ago. Gary Bach is George Schmidling's nephew and a former Pewaukee police chief. His efforts have led to a fitting headstone for his uncle. George Schmidling was the first Waukesha police officer to die in the line of duty. A memorial honors his dual role as a dedicated police officer and a veteran of the United States Navy. Friday night lights will be shining on a new stadium for Nicolet High School. The Knights are preparing to hold their first home football game in its recently built stadium. The construction is part of a $77 million renovation initiative that was approved through a referendum. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A fight breaks out at the Packers training camp. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Green Bay, the Packers in joint practice sessions with the New England Patriots when a camp fight broke out between the two teams. Just didn't happen once, five or six times. After the first couple of skirmishes, Bill Belichick took his Patriots to the side, had them in a team huddle, explained to them if this kind of thing happened in a game, they'd be ejected. On the very next play, Aaron Jones from Green Bay goes out for a pass. Patriots defensive back Jalen Mills starts jamming him, and another fight breaks out. I asked Jones after practice what happened.
Today was supposed to be thud, but how are you? You can't thud anybody from the back. And I was like cutting and I was on one leg, so I got pushed in the back and go over there and like, hey, this is not what we're going to be doing. That wasn't a clean play. We're going to be playing clean football. We're going to be professionals, and let's keep it at that.
So you went for clarification, then he comes back and starts jacking you.
I mean, I did give him a shove. I said that and just starts jacking and kept jacking the whole time.
Packers running back A.J. Dillon says camp fights are going to happen.
My focus is on our guys. In instances where our guys are getting pushed down or whatever, like, that's my entire focus.
Last week in Cincinnati, Packers left guard Elgton Jenkins was involved in two camp fights and says when you set foot on an NFL field, anything can happen.
There is no consequences to the things going on, so you gotta have your head on the swivel. I won't say things got out of hand. It was a good practice. You know, everybody came out with effort, us and them as well, so those things happen.
The Packers and the Patriots play here Saturday night at Lambeau Field for their second preseason game. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Dodgers again tonight in Los Angeles. First pitch at 9:10. Brewers right-hander Corbin Burnes against Lance Lynn for the Dodgers. The Brewers have only scored two runs in two games the past two nights in Los Angeles. Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not enough. You know, we got to get some balls to drop, and but we got to also create more opportunities.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Welcome to it, little buddy, airing the grievances.
Happy Friday, Crudy. Great to be with you. Lots of grievances today, man. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's grieve on behalf of Scotty Wanker just for a moment.
The former governor of the great state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, now the leader of the Young Americas Foundation.
You sure that's what they call themselves?
That's what it says on the internet.
So the Wankenator has been begging the former president to come to Milwaukee for the, what, Young Adolf Foundation-sponsored debate next Wednesday night. They got a lot of money riding on this, Tom. And Scott Walker's got, what, credibility, question mark, writing on whether or not he could produce him, Donald Trump, on the debate stage. And the answer, nope. Failure. Nope. Abject failure, Scott Walker. So your debate's going to be a failure. Not only that, but your boy, Donald Trump. And I mean, how's it feel to suck up to the guy that like crushed your blind ambition for the presidency?
You mean continuing to suck up to the guy who crushed your blind ambition for the presidency?
Year after year, tweet after tweet, day after day, defend the man. He's defending the man. The man's been indicted 90-something times.
I have also been politically persecuted. I was the target of a John Doe political persecution.
I mean, sort of my Scott Walker has morphed into a Donald Trump because their agendas have merged, Dom. But not next Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, the agendas, well, they've parted, Dom, because the Wanker desperately wanted Trump on that debate stage, giving the people something to watch, drawing the ratings of millions of eyes. And instead, Dom, he's going over to Tucker, rhymes with Tucker, to counter program the Foxy News Young Adolf Foundation sponsored debate. And Wanker's going to cry himself to sleep tonight, which makes me feel okay.
My understanding, the Young Americas Foundation is going to have like a little outside the
little soiree, as only Republicans can do it.
Not just Republicans, Crudy, young Republicans, college Republicans. Scott Walker's mission in life right now is to turn out the young conservative mega Scott Walker vote.
You think they'll get 2 dozen, 3 dozen?
Several dozen.
I mean, they're going to have to limousine them in from campuses far and wide, are they not? You know, you can't bring them in a yellow school bus, Tom. A, they wouldn't get on there. And B, there's not enough of them to fill a short bus.
Terrible. 844-967-2789. We have more news regarding the former president. We'll get to your calls. Dick from Madison. Happy Friday, Dick.
Thanks. Got a grievance, fella?
Yes, it is. And here's my grievance.
Well,
nobody
tell us.
Nobody in the media is calling this ridiculous Bill Barr, my covering my ass thing on daily almost now on Fox. Why doesn't somebody ask him, sir, with all due respect, you could have taken this guy out a long time ago if you wouldn't have parsed every single sentence from the Mueller report. And maybe we would have got rid of this guy via impeachment. But no, and here's the biggest reason I say this with this guy. You know he knows the law because he knows how to skirt it better than anybody on earth and proved it. But now he's on this Save My Big Lard Ass tour.
And it's the reputation reclamation tour.
Oh, it's a joke. And he's a joke.
Well, Dick, he was, you know, Bill Barr would assert that he's simply protecting the office of the presidency.
No, he's protecting himself. We all know what he's up to. He knows what's coming down, and that's why I feel good about the fact that something really definitive is coming down against Trump.
Because Bill Barr, this guy, is distancing himself.
Yes, he knows what's coming down. I will give him that. He knows the law because he knows how to skirt it, and he proved it through two administrations.
Dick, thank you for listening to what some say is the greatest show ever. And I suspect Bill Barr, you know, the 90 plus indictments might be a tell that the former Attorney General of the United States, even that corrupted my opinion of the man, even he, I think, Dom, has the political and the legal acumen to recognize there might be a few convictions out of those 91 indictments.
There's no question. And I, again, reiterate my point.
Is my math right? Are we at 91 still? Or 91. We moved off that number.
91 charges for indictments. Again, to reiterate, those that were involved in this coup are smart people. They knew what they were doing. I mean, Kenneth Cheesebro went to Harvard, right? He was following around Alex Jones on January 6th. So they might be, you know, book smart. I don't know about street smart. I don't know about, you know, good judgment, letting a guy like Donald Trump, you know, walk down that path.
Well, he told Lawrence Tribe in the case of Cheesebro, he told Lawrence Tribe he invested a couple hundred grand and he made several million on Bitcoin, Dom. Got something right. Timing.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Okay. But that doesn't translate to good judgment. Just because you have more money in your pocket doesn't mean you have great judgment. I'm like, hey, I'm going to follow Donald Trump. That's like a great idea. Crudy, little reporting here. I want to throw this out there. NBC News reporting law enforcement officials are anticipating the former president, Donald Trump, will surrender at a Fulton County, Georgia jail no earlier than Thursday.
After the debate, he will not attend.
Yes, correct. So Thursday or Friday is what they're saying here on NBC.
John, I've got more important news than that. Bigger breaking news than the fourth booking on the 91st indictment of the former 45th president of the United States.
What could it possibly be?
I quote the Fox News Digital, top of the page. Breaking news, bigger than any other news story on the page today. Kid Rock spotted drinking Bud Light months after shooting up cans in protest. They're going to have to cancel Kid Rock, man.
Bah with the bah.
how could he possibly defile himself with a Bud Light? And I asked that before the whole anti-Bud Light campaign. But anyways.
Can't get away, man. It's his siren song. He's calling him back.
How can that be the lead today? How can that be the lead? I'm just saying, is there nothing more important happening in the world than Kid Rock drinking a Bud Light?
Did you click on it?
Should I?
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's why.
I'm just evaluating,
clickbait, man.
I'm evaluating my menu. You know, they're my ombudsman to the crazy. So, you know, I got to. And really, when you go on the Fox News Digital, they alternate between like sexy sort of clickbaity page six stories, you know, like the sort Dan Bice writes. And the ridiculous. And you know, like real crime stuff, that's often right up there. And then, you know, it's always the big guys taking 10%. Joe Biden somehow corrupted. And for sure, the next rock they look under is going to turn the evidence up. They've got to infer that that'll be the case, Dom. A lot of inferring.
Well, I'll infer it when Joe Biden has 91 counts against him and 4 indictments and perhaps more to come. Absolutely, I will. But here's the difference between me and the megas. I won't vote for Joe Biden if he's, you know, convicted or at least charged in those kinds of crimes.
If Joe Biden's
not going to happen,
indicted 91 times in 4 different jurisdictions, he's not your man in 2024.
No, not my man.
But you realize in all probability, Donald Trump and you know, our conservative friends, they say, why do you guys talk so much about Trump? Why haven't you moved on from Trump? He'll be your nominee. The day he goes to prison, we'll celebrate a little bit. I will. But then I'll move on. Because the guy's in prison. I can forget about him in prison. But I cannot forget about him when he's making active threats against democracy on the streets. When he's running for the presidency, and it's probably your team's choice. And oh, yeah. Maybe he's coming to Milwaukee, but he's definitely doing Tucker Carlson and screwing Scott Walker. So I kind of like that about him. My enemy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend today. I'm pro Trump and that he's breaking Scott Walker's heart.
I'm happy that the Republican Party is tearing themselves apart because of embracing this man.
Would you?
That makes me happy.
Dom, would you say the Republican Party is in disarray?
It's in disarray. Pretty quickly, just 3 short days ago, Donald Trump truthied out a large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud which took place in Georgia is almost complete and will be presented by me at a major news conference at 11 a.m. on Monday next week in New Jersey. Based on the results of this conclusive report, all charges should be dropped against me and others. There will be a complete exoneration. They never went after those that rigged the election. They only went after those who fought the riggers. And then today, from AP, President Donald Trump now says he won't be holding a news conference to unveil his claims of evidence, even though no fraud has been found, citing the advice of lawyers as he prepares to face trial in 2 criminal cases that stem from his election lies. Rather than releasing the report on the rigged stolen Georgia 2020 presidential election on Monday, my lawyers would prefer putting this, I believe, irrefutable and overwhelming evidence of election fraud and irregularities in formal legal filings as we fight to dismiss this disgraceful indictment. Notice the I believe.
Dominic, Donald Trump has as much credibility in my mind is a conservative rocker that would drink Bud Light. How dare he? Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Your Friday grievance could be next. 844-967-2789.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 57. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 84. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 69. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 88. 80 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Again, Crudy, got to throw this one out there as well. Last night, Donald Trump, former President Trump, he's a front runner, as mentioned. He's seeking to delay his federal trial on charges related to his efforts to stop the peaceful transfer of power and retain the White House following the 2020 election loss and a court filing Thursday. Trump's attorneys recommend starting the trial April of 2026.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll play just swell. Yeah, whatever you say, you know, if you're going to be super busy or whatever.
I mean, so busy. So busy.
Curry. Isn't he a wealthy man? Couldn't he afford many attorneys if he actually paid some of them?
Well, I mean, that's what he claims, if you believe what he says. This is an unprecedented case in American history. The incumbent administration has targeted its primary political opponent and leading candidate in the upcoming presidential election with criminal prosecution. The administration has devoted tens of millions of dollars to this effort, creating a special counsel's office with dozens of employees, many of whom are apparently assigned full-time to this case and this case alone. The government's objective is clear: to deny President Trump and his counsel a fair ability to prepare for trial. The court should deny the government's request, which was what, January 2nd of 2024. Good luck on that one, Trump.
You know who's planning on being prepared, with or without a firm commitment from Donald Trump? Why, Mike Pence.
Ron DeSantis?
Oh, no, okay. Pence is preparing as if Trump's going to show up in Milwaukee next week. Because he is a bit delusional, right? He's the big Christian guy. And I mean, we should all. I won't say that. I have a little bit of Jesus Christ in my heart, I'd like to think. I'm not going to say we should all believe, but perhaps follow the good example. But I mean, he's kind of on that delusional end of Christianity. You know, sort of that white nationalist end of Christianity. Although certainly doesn't have the violent tendencies of the former boss. But he's prepping as if Trump's going to show up in Milwaukee, and it's got Wisconsin in the headline. So I thought I'd get a little of this coverage in there, you know, because clear the roads. The former VP is coming to Milwaukee next Wednesday night.
Is he bringing the fly?
That will be. What if a fly landed on his head again? Do you think the internet would just blow up?
Of course it would. I mean, Bernie Sanders had the bird, right? If the bird came back, it was like a Disney movie. I mean, if the fly comes back, it's like Amityville Horror.
maybe it's like a plug of flies if they all landed on his head. It looked like he had black hair.
Gross.
844 967-2789. I'm going to invite the audience to participate this hour.
Please.
We air the grievances. Yes, please help us do our very hard job because I'm tired.
I mentioned I was tired, Dom.
Mike Pence appears ready to face off with former President Donald Trump. Is he going to face off with Tucker as well at next week's first Republican presidential nomination debate? I bet he's going to be a little disappointed then, Dom. Because Trump claims he ain't coming. He's going on Tucker. I'm not sure what the platform is, but he's doing it with Tucker rhymes with Tucker. According to this article, whether his former running mate is on the stage or not, here is what the former VP said. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be on that stage. Dynamic in both tone and language, Tom. I mean, man, he's an attention grabber. You know what he used to do?
Radio.
He used to do right-wing talk radio. And I got to say, they clearly have a lower standard for entertainment and dynamic political content, Dom.
Listen, if you are on the radio, you are qualified to do anything. Just ask anybody on the radio.
For 4 years, the White House and on the campaign trail, Pence was the then-president's loyal lapdog. I mean, co-pilot. But all that ended on January 6, 2021, when they started chanting, hang Mike Pence, right? And Trump said, yeah, hang him. When Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, the attack temporarily disrupted, just a minor disruption. Certification of President Biden's electoral college victory over Trump. Did I mention I'm still at the Fox News Digital here? You know, that's how Foxy News describes it. A little disruption, sort of a bad day. Cloudy. I think it was overcast.
It was cold that day.
Pence was at the Capitol at the time it was attacked, overseeing the joint session of Congress. He was forced, along with members of Congress, to flee to safety as the, well, they say temporarily flee.
I mean, isn't all fleeing temporarily? You don't flee forever.
As opposed to the permanent fleeing that Trump's going to have to do, right? After he is convicted and he's fleeing prosecution, that'll be more of a permanent fleeing. Anyways, Pence was at the Capitol at the time it was attacked, overseeing the joint session. You know that part. So let's get back to the phones. We got Dana, our guy from La Crosse, from God's country. Dana, welcome back to the Devil's Advocate. You got like a minute and a half, man, to lay your grievance on us.
All right.
Hey, Dana.
Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah, you too.
What a beautiful day. Say, I got to tell you, Wednesday, I mean, I don't plan on watching, but that's going to be an amazing night of television, I think. I mean, here on the stage, you're going to have a bunch of people that are first trying to out-Trump Trump while trying to beat Trump, but being too scared to say anything about Trump.
While defending Trump against this many indictments.
Right. Yeah, but you are going to have one guy that's going to force it on them all, Chris Christie. So that I will be interested in those highlights. And on the other end of the coin, you got a guy that, you know, he's going to go do an interview with a guy he knows hates him, and he's doing that just to get back at another network that hates him. It's just amazing. It's so effing weird. You guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dana.
Intend to have a great win.
It's super effing weird, man. It is super weird.
Is it weird, or does this seem very natural for the Republican Party? They've desensitized us to what it should be like, but we know it ain't supposed to be like this, right? Don't we? 844-96-PARTY. Come back. Exactly how it's supposed to be.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden has been hosting a summit with the leaders of South Korea and Japan at Camp David.
Our world stands at an inflection point. A point where we're called to lead in new ways, to work together, to stand together. And today I'm proud to say our nations are answering that call.
Wildfires in Canada's Northwest Territories are moving closer to the city of Yellowknife. Residents like this woman are rushing to evacuate.
Nobody envisioned an event of this scale, and it was just, and it's still really stressful. There's a lot of people left in Yellowknife that are freaking out.
Bracing for Hurricane Hilary in California, Richard Cordova with CAL FIRE has advice on making sandbags.
Usually about 1 to 2 sandbag height around garage doors and doorways and stuff like that. You really don't want to get really high. That should be sufficient.
Hillary is expected to make landfall by Monday. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Scammers seem to be working the south side of Waukesha.
The police department is warning about people conducting so-called door-to-door energy audits on the south side of the city, claiming to be from We Energies. Despite having visible IDs, police don't think they are legitimate representatives of the power company. People are advised to request an ID when approached by anyone claiming to be from We Energies or any company. Genuine employees or contractors should readily provide proof of identity. James Kelly, Civic Media News.
A Sussex couple and their dog were found dead in their home this week, with the cause of death undetermined. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the people were identified as Maggie Howard Weigel and Gary Weigel. The paper also reports the Waukesha County Medical Examiner's Office is awaiting test results from a lab. That's expected in about 2 months. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. It's a happy hour. You're going out for fish fry right now. Probably going to somebody's kid's high school football game tonight. And if you can't make it to the game, you can probably hear them on the Civic Media. We're kicking off high school football all across the network. Very excited about that. A lot of work going on behind the scenes, Dom. And we're going to take your grievances. Dom and I, we do the politics sometimes. That is intensively on Friday sometimes. But we will take your grievances at 844-967-2789. Matt from Milwaukee, you're next. If you can be patient for just a moment. This is short, but I think it's a tantalizing morsel here, Dom. George Santos, you know, the congressman, something of a disgraced congressman, I would say, but, you know, to the Republicans.
Based on what criteria? I mean, these days, he's reelectable.
Dominic, George Santos thinks most people lie on their resume like him. little fluff. You know, winter rules, Dom. Rep. George Santos once again brushed off the scandal surrounding his cereal lies. I quote the Daily Beast, claiming on Friday in a Friday interview that most people lie on their resumes. Speaking to Fox 5 New York, he claimed people still would have voted for him even if the false credentials weren't listed. Those are, let's call them, insecurities, Dom. He's a little insecure, so he had to make up some fluff. He said about the resume lies, a lot of people have insecurities. Most people lie on their resumes. You know, I never had to. I was always pretty employable. You know, I always had work, Dom. I never had a lie on my resume. Didn't get fired that often, but, you know, there's always time. I read on.
Then, the night is young. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it is young. Then one of the anchors, who was clearly unenthused about Santos's appearance, accused him of lying about everything. That's not true, Santos said, stumbling over the truth of his mother's death, refusing to address calls for him to resign. Again, I quote the off-lying Santos, I want to be judged by the people who elected me. Santos, who has been accused of lying about almost everything on his resume, from his work as a high-flying banker to his education, as well as his Jewish ancestry, his mother's 9/11 related death, and even his volleyball skills. Dom, you cannot lie about one's athletic prowess. In May, he was charged for wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and making false statements to Congress. He's a small guy.
I want to be judged by the people who elected me. Well, they will decide, certainly, whether or not you are in office or not. But sir, will be judged by everyone. No, sir, not everyone lies on their resume.
Dom.
And no, I mean, highly doubt. I mean, if you believe that you would have been still elected without those lies on your resume, then why did you bother putting the lies on the resume?
Well, he told you, Dom, he was a little insecure.
Yeah, he thought he would lose if he didn't put the lies on the resume. You know, come on, man. Of course. I can't wait for that guy to be gone, too. I mean, what a mockery. I mean, are you kidding me?
What a maroon.
Republican? Oh, what a maroon.
I like him in that party. You know, I kind of like him and Trump right now. They're my favorite Republicans because I think they're the embodiment of what that party has become. And if you think I'm wrong, call me, tell me. Air Your Friday Grievances here at 844-967-2789. As promised, Matt from Milwaukee, thanks for your patience. You're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
First time caller. Love the show.
Thanks.
I just have etched in my mind Trump watching the insurrection happen, and I just can't get over it. Why is he allowed to run for president?
Well, shouldn't the voters decide? That's what right-wing talk radio and Fox News hosts would ask.
He hasn't been convicted of a felony yet. He hasn't been put in jail yet. There's nothing to stop him from running for president.
Matt, what credible candidate would have a resume of 91 indictments? I mean, realistically, don't we want him on that ballot? If you're Dem supportive, if Joe Biden's your guy, or at least you ain't a Trumpster, I mean, he's got the worst resume of any presidential candidate ever. The guys might be running from jail. Don't we want him on that ballot? I mean, don't we assure ourselves some sort of electoral landslide if Trump's on that ballot?
I'm hoping so. It shouldn't come down to us having to vote him out for all the things he has done. Not saying he's guilty, but all the things he has done. Shouldn't be able to run for president.
Well, it'd be a lot easier if instead of like a 21,000 vote margin, it was more like 11%, like pro to say what's won by in April. And I got to think, it's not like suddenly abortion's going to become legal in the state of Wisconsin. It's not like suddenly Donald Trump's going to become palatable and calm and reasoned and presidential between this year and next. I mean, I think it's going to be a ass kicking of biblical proportions. And you know how I know that's the case, Matt? And even Republicans know what's coming because nobody wants to run against Tammy Baldwin.
That's true. No one wants to. They'll lose.
Well, even that's
they're
going to
lose by historic levels.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's a tough seat to get anyway, Matt. And in this particular election cycle, if that you know the biblical proportional loss that Crudy refers to comes to fruition, then anybody running is going to have a hell of a time winning. And if that's the case, no one's going to beat Tammy. Why would you spend your time, your money, your resources, your good name to get into a race where you are almost guaranteed to lose as long as Donald Trump's at the top of the ticket?
All I want is Donald to lose by 11,780,000.
Well, you might just call Georgia and ask him to find him in Fulton County.
Matt, I gotta go, guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thanks for calling, listening.
Man. Appreciate it. Call anytime, 844-967-2789. From a political standpoint, Kurt, I absolutely agree with you. Yes, I mean, the best scenario for Joe Biden and the Democrats is for Donald Trump to be, you know, on that ticket. Is that the best for the country, though? I don't know about that. Republicans got to take their party back over from this. And I guess here's my question, my quandary. Is this just the, you know, pulling back of the veil of what has always been and is the Republican Party?
No, I think it's become worse.
Or is this a twisted, yes, it's allowed, you know, see these other folks that maybe have been, you know, the low propensity voters, right, to be involved and say, hey, look, we got this white nationalist in the office and he gives us permission to go to Charlottesville and say Jews won't replace us. That brought those folks specifically into the political field. I'm not clear, but I mean, there's no doubt about it, regardless of whether it was always there or it is a new virus spread and allowed by Trump, those Republicans that you would consider your core, your Mitt Romneys and so forth, they're not enough of them. I mean, when Liz Cheney gets booted, Liz Cheney, hey, who's your dad? Are you kidding me? Republicans? Wow. Wow. That's how you do it. I mean, that is an extreme party when guys like me are going, wow, Liz, thanks for standing up. You know what I mean?
Hey, just because she's a legacy doesn't mean Liz Cheney should be part of today's Republican Party, Dom. She left of her own volition. They just gave her help finding the door.
Well, 844. And who's left in the building?
844. CJ. 844. 967-2789. Rarely do I ever want to talk to you, CJ, but in this case, I'm going to make an exception. Welcome. Happy Friday. CJ, you know, you and I share an affinity for Donald Trump. I absolutely hope he is the Republican nominee, much like I think you hope he's the Republican nominee, because I think we're going to give you a biblical size ass whooping if he's your nominee, CJ. You won't have to worry about calling a rigged election. He's going to lose by 20. And I mean million.
Hey, CJ.
Hey there, guys. Well, you know, actually, I did want to call you, Crudy, because I heard you the other night tell a little bit about your story, your life story. And God bless you, sir. You and your brother and your mom, rest her soul. Really. And the other people that spoke that night on that show, really amazing.
Can I fill in the blank just for a second here, CJ? And I do appreciate the kind words. I appeared on the Empowered Caregiver show with Liza Helen Brand. That's my wife, actually, CJ, that hosts that show. And she and I don't talk a lot about my, you know, being a caregiver to my mom before she died of cancer, second time she had cancer. And as a single mom, I became what I thought was an orphan. And then the whole finding my DNA dad during the pandemic, that's a whole different story. But we also, that show featured Phil Neve from WRCO and William Walter and Terry Barr. And it's amazing the number of people affected in their life that become caregivers for others at some point in their life. And these were all civic media hosts that were featured on the show, and each and every one had been a caregiver to someone in their family. I just was at kind of a young age, CJ. But, you know, man, thanks for checking out the whole lineup and not trolling too badly, because you could have called in and trolled, CJ. I know it's in your nature.
Well, they were beautiful tributes by all of them. And,
I can't believe I got to go home and tell my wife tonight. CJ has complimented the wonderful radio show she made Wednesday night at 7 here. You know, people, if you haven't heard it, it will be replayed tomorrow morning across the Civic Media Network. The Empowered Caregiver plays out at 8 o'clock in the morning at most markets and precedes the morning cannolis with our pal Jim Santel.
Yeah, and I have heard her before, and she does do a great show, I guess. My mom had Alzheimer's, but I was a lot older than you were helping out other siblings. But at your young age, man, wow.
Yeah,
it just
no
blew
doubt.
My mind.
You know why I'm such a stubborn SOB, though, don't you, CJ? I mean, when you think, when you're in charge of a dying parent's medical care at age 12, and you're treated like an adult in those very important decision-making process, it's hard to go back and be a kid ever again. You know, and once you've had decision-making over, let's call it life and death decisions, although, you know, it was basically hospice care at that point, CJ. But what I would say is that, it's always been hard for me not to want to be in charge ever since I was like 12 or 13. Like, I gotta be the boss. I'm not always a good boss. I'm kind of a jerky boss, but I like to be in charge of my own destiny, CJ.
Well, I don't always agree with you, obviously, but all those tributes and that show was amazing. And I'm getting emotional just talking about it.
It was really good radio, CJ, and I can't believe that you have emotion in your heart, but I know deep down, dude, you're a human being, CJ. It's hard to believe. You know, there's people right now going, I don't believe it, but CJ has a little humanity in him, and it was a hell of a show, and I appreciate you listening to it. I wish I could say something bad about you, CJ, but right now I'm feeling like, you know, we could go out and have a beer for a change, and I wouldn't run out the door.
CJ, you want to end it there, or do you want to ruin this?
You want to end on a high note, or are we going back to norm?
No, I want to say that I may come down to Milwaukee, and I believe it was Dom's turn to buy. So
at the Roman right, coin, CJ, if you come
you
down, man.
Do you want me as a guest Republican down there in Milwaukee during the first debate? Because I'd be happy to donate my services to tell you actually what a Republican, a conservative Republican, believes. Not how you guys describe us.
But, I tell you what, CJ, if you come to town, unlike Gary, I'll buy the drink. PBR, though. You know, nothing but cheap ones. PBRs.
For $4?
What's that? What's the deal on Wednesday nights?
I don't know, but I mean, it used to be like tall boy in a shot for $4, but we'll have to confer with Terry.
Come down, party with Crudy, Dom, maybe CJ at the Roman Coin Wednesday, August 23rd, preceding the Republican presidential debate. That's the unimportant part. The party, that's the important part.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 57. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 84. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 69. A blend of clouds and sun Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 88. 79 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
You know, people are losing their mind on the text line. CJ has a heart.
It's like the Grinch of Christmas, man.
Who knew my wife's excellent hosting abilities on the Empowered Caregiver show is like the Wizard of Oz. She gave the lion courage. She gave the Tin Man a heart, Dom. I can't even believe that was CJ.
That was very thoughtful, CJ. We do appreciate that side of you. 844-967-2789. Before we get back to the phones, Nate, we got some sound. CJ talked about, you know, coming down and hanging out and letting us know what the real true conservatives sound like, what they think. Well, we got a little sound of some of the conservatives who are going to be in Milwaukee next week. Let's start at the top. Chris Christie, got three cuts from him. He's not a big fan. He thinks perhaps DeSantis, who's apparently what his campaign strategy was posted online.
Doesn't every debater put their strategy online for the super PAC to use?
I guess. Cut one, please, Nate.
And if what he stands for is defending Donald Trump, then just drop out of the race and endorse him. I mean, look, the only way to beat someone is to beat them.
I agree with that assessment.
Christie,
the only way to win the game is to score more points.
Yes.
This guy's brilliant.
Unless it's golf. Cut two, please.
If he thinks he's going to get on the stage to defend Donald Trump on Wednesday night, then he should do Donald Trump a favor and do our party a favor. Come back to Tallahassee, endorse Donald Trump, and get the hell out of the race.
Oh, damn. Chris Christie, cut three, please.
I want to beat Donald Trump because I don't think he belongs being our nominee, and I certainly don't believe he belongs being our president.
Ooh. Ron DeSantis, he had a one cut here. Let's hear what he had to say. Cut five.
I hope that we will be focused on the future of the country rather than some of the other static that's out there right now.
Static being your, what, campaign strategy, your debate strategy?
You're the one firing staff.
Right. Hey, no, that's just static, Curdy. Static. A couple from the aforementioned Pence, the Hang Mike Pence cuts. Cut number seven, please.
I mean, I think America's in a lot of trouble. And I think now is the time for all of us who have the ability to turn this country around.
Nobody's looking to Mike Pence to turn this country around. Legitimately, no. There may be mother, but nobody else is thinking Mike Pence is the guy.
I think it says turn country around one more time. Cut eight, please.
We will know what to do and who to do it with on day one, and we will turn this country around. So help me God.
Is that his freedom? Remember when Scott Walker ran briefly, very briefly, freedom, for president? And he gave his inauguration speech coming off the reelective win in 14. Speech was in 2015, and he said freedom, 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 like 35 times.
I know, it was terrible.
We did the collage. It was terrible.
Governor Kemp from Georgia, apparently, according to the news reports today, had a private meeting with Ron DeSantis at the governor's mansion. But here's what Kemp had to say. Let's hear cut number 10.
We have to be focused on the future, not something that happened 3 years ago.
We don't need to be focusing on stupid things that aren't going to happen before this election. We could deal with that later, after we win.
Yeah, good luck with that. Cut 11, please.
During the whole 2020 election, there was a lot of things said, a lot of things done. At the end of the day, I followed the law and the Constitution.
He also believes what the Georgia trial, the indictments that came down this week, will not happen before the election. Cut 12.
This trial, despite what dates anybody's asking for or anything else, it is not going to happen before the election.
I guess that wasn't much there, but that's what Kemp says, the governor of Georgia, taking a meeting with Ron DeSantis today. There's a big conservative thing going on in Georgia. Trump not there. Trump also not going to, apparently reported, New York Times not going to the Milwaukee debate, as I predicted, but it's not over yet, folks. We'll see what happens. Either way, come down to the Roman coin next week on Wednesday. Party with the Devil's Advocates. 4 to 6 drinks after.
844-967-2789. Our pal Pizza Box Mike from outside the Pizza Box. That's coming on 7 o'clock right here on WMDX. Madison, how you doing, Michael?
Well, after listening to those last cuts, it's like, you ever notice how these Republican candidates don't ever really say anything? You know, they don't talk about issues, that's for sure. One's, all of them are trying to measure up to Trump, and the other one wants to beat Trump like a harp seal, because I think Christie might know something about that. But what I like seeing this week is seeing cows like Mark Meadows being put out to pasture, right?
It breaks your heart the man might be under multiple indictments under multiple jurisdictions. Try to move it to the federal courts, please.
His head is as big as a cow's. He should be in the pasture. And as far as Wisconsin, we got some bad cheese, bro.
You've been working on that one, haven't you, man? That's like a dad joke, man. Mike.
That's good, man. I love it.
Actually, no, man. That's just like being at the Capitol and, guys like Wynn. Remember that guy that they threw under the bus when they redistricted? It's like lose with Wynn. It's not that hard. These people are simple.
Don't be cheese, bro.
844-967-2789. The ever effervescent Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. How you doing, man?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, hey, guys. You know, I gotta say, man, you know, with the absolute whirlwind tornado of media indictments and stories and everything going on this week, Crudy?
Yes?
You nailed it. Knocked it out of the park. Best story of the week. Kid Rock drank a Bud Light?
Oh, yeah, my baby. God. You're welcome. Send that my Peabody here to Civic Media.
I only got one thing to say. Bow, 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 da bang, da bang.
You've been to some Kid Rock, haven't you, Rico?
Oh, man, that was the best thing I heard all week, brother. You made me laugh till my end. I couldn't wait for that story to drop. That was a good story, Trudy. You know what my second best is?
What's that?
You want to hear my second one? Okay. This cheese bro I heard earlier this week dropped this memo. Came down to Brian Schemming and Mr. Jim Troupas, and I believe Giuliani was tagging along on this guy. And the memo said, when they went into the false electors here in Wisconsin, they're in the basement of the Capitol. It's like, we want to keep media out of this. See, we want to keep it real quiet, keep it really low down. Don't let anybody know. And moving forward with this plan, we must be very, very careful because it could be considered treason. I don't know about you guys. If they got that in writing, I don't know about you guys, but I still like the Bud Light story, though.
Bud Light number one. Cheese bro and the treasonous Trumpster supporters, number two on the Rico love
list. It's Wisconsin. It's beer and cheese. You're welcome.
Folks, have a wonderful weekend. Devil's Advocates will be back on Monday, but outside the Pizza Box at 7, high school football kicking off across the state of Wisconsin. Good luck, boys.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.